how beneficial was the extra work you got during the bye week, and did you achieve your goals and objectives there with the team?
Well, that's actually hard to tell because obviously the things you're working on hopefully show on Sunday against Seattle. But we did get a chance to work, you know, a good bit. The guys got some good exercise running around. They stayed fresh. You know, and some of them had the ability to stay out of a lot of the drills and then freshen up in another, you know, from another standpoint as far as guys that were nicked up. But I think we got some things done. Like I said, I'm glad we did do a few days of practice. I thought Mike had a good plan. And so it was good.
Could you talk a little bit about Russell Wilson and how he's able to, overcome his size with the great athleticism and arm strength?
Sure. Well, I think Mike's already used the name, but he does remind a lot of Fran Tarkenton in the past. He's extremely elusive. He's a very smart young guy. He's obviously he's hard to contain. Everyone throughout the season has had a hard time with it. I think that the offense, the offensive coordinator and the whole staff has done an outstanding job of putting together a package that utilizes not only his talents, but obviously the running back as well. So, I think the quarterback's an outstanding player. I really do. I'm not just saying that because we're playing this week, but he's elusive as they come. I think he does a great job of keeping his eyes downfield. He scrambles to throw. He doesn't scramble to run, but if it's there, obviously he takes it. He has a lot of good qualities. I think he's extremely smart about when he goes down and when he keeps running. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the running quarterbacks takes a lot of hits. He's taken a lot less hits because he's smart about the way he runs. And that's a real credit to him. Otherwise, he could probably look like some of the other, the runners that have been banged up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So a real credit to him. He's really done a great job of that. And like I said, I think the system that they've put in place by Bevel, the offensive coordinator, who does a tremendous job, is really fitting to their personnel. I'm impressed.
It looks like, did you speak to his development? It looked like early on they had it, kind of tailored for him, and they kind of grew as the season went.
It's done that very much. Yep. And as always, you start one spot and you finish in another. But definitely the package has grown through the year, and the things that they do with them have become more. But there's some foundation, fundamental things that they've remained intact throughout, which is what every offense does. But it has gotten bigger along the way, and they do become game specific with some of the things they do. Each week they change it up a little bit for who they're playing. But they really do. They do a real good job. It shows, obviously, they haven't been just good for 1 week. They had 3 weeks in a row there where they scored about 150 some points. Yeah. And I don't care who you're playing in the NFL. You could play the last three teams in the league. You're still not going to score 50 points every time. So they're explosive and a real good football team.
You've played both RG3 and Cam Newton this year. How would you compare him, maybe those two guys?
Well, Cam's he's a beast as far as size goes. So the punishment, he's usually delivering the punishment rather than taking it. So he can run anywhere he wants, and I think he's safe to say he's going to get up off the ground and be fine, which he has done many times. And he's also in stature, he's a much bigger guy. Whereas Russell, for example, when we're playing this week, is not as big. He is thick, though. He's got a lot of good girth about his body. I think that helps him with his durability because he appears to be very durable. And like I said earlier, I think he's real smart about choosing when to go for the extra yard and when not to. Probably one of the best things he does, in my opinion, so that he stays on the field. I also think their choice of plays by Bevel, the offensive coordinator, are very good too. He doesn't put the quarterback in harm's way all the time. I think he does weigh what he has to do on that. And then RG3, as was evident, I think RG3 is an outstanding player. But as is shown during the year, he's been prone to get banged up a little bit for whatever reason. That's happened to him through the season. So that's taken him off the field, which is not what you want to have do. That's not real good English.
How about to get Abraham and Dante and Moore back on the field for practice this week leading up to Sunday?
How about it? Is it a good thing? It's a good thing, no question. It's obviously it's a good thing. We need those guys. We need our best players this week, no question. We need our starters because we're playing a very good football team, as everyone does during the year. Everyone has injuries and plays without them. But when you get to this point, the bye week and all those things are what people play for so that you get them back. And hopefully we get them back at full strength, and that would really help.
Could you talk about Marshawn Lynch and you see the power, but it looks like he's combined that with some vision and ability to be elusive when needed.
Yeah, well, I may be wrong in saying this, but wasn't he the second leading rusher this year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that speaks for itself from the standpoint of what he can do. He's in a division also that has some good defense. You know, St. Louis, San Francisco, Arizona, they play them twice. That's six games right there that he ran the ball against some pretty good people. And that says a lot. In watching him, he's very strong, got very good balance. I think he's got good vision. I've watched him for a long time. I watched him when it was at Cal, as a matter of fact, because I was at San Francisco at the time. So I know enough about him to know he was a real good back. We used to, and he still is, we thought he was pretty good out of the backfield with the ball, you know, as far as catching the ball and running with it, things like that. We thought he'd be a good third down back. He's done a little bit of that, but he carries the load so much on first and second down that I think they try to give him a few plays off on the third. But he still is in there at times.
We know you've struggled at times to stop the run. When you've played the run well, what have you done well?
It wasn't an explosive. Typically, that's what we've done. We've done a pretty good job of keeping people down, and then all of a sudden we give up a 50-yarder, a 40-yarder, a 30-yarder, that kind of stuff. That's what kills you. That's where your stats look like, my God, what are you guys doing? And that's what happened. But those plays do happen, you know. I'll say it because I always get a kick out when somebody else says it, but it's, you know, hey, if you just take out those three runs, boy, we really did a good job, you know. Well, no duh, but those three runs happened. And that's what happens. That's when you see someone's, you know, when they're ineffective in those areas, whether it's the pass or the run, typically that's what's happening. They're giving up some explosives. Every now and then you'll face a team that's just, you know, banging out 15, 20 yarders all the time against you, but that's really a bad sign. I don't see too many NFL teams being that bad. It's really more of a case that you have occasional breakdowns that cost you real long ones. You know, Cam went 70 yards on us. You know, it's going to be tough to be statistically and how to look at it and say, well, it looks good when you do things like that.
And that's usually from missed tackles or just missed assignment?
More missed tackle than missed assignment. Yeah, it's been more missed tackle. Yeah, somebody touched the player before he went the distance to the house, at least one, if not two or three. So that's an area we got to really do a good job of this week, because they got those guys are, like I said, the quarterback's very elusive in his style running, whereas Marshawn Lynch, I think he's at the top of the list as far as breaking tackles on the second level in the NFL. And that'll be something to deal with.
Anything you can tell us about meeting with Philadelphia last week?
Not really, guys. I mean, it's a bye week and you have an opportunity to talk with somebody. I'm flattered that they wanted to talk and I enjoyed it, but outside of that, you know, it's a hopefully we keep playing, and so the process will be a long one.
Anything subsequent set up?
No, not this time.
Well, you do, I would think. You've been around in many positions in this league to great success, but I can only imagine how many interviews you've had. But you always learn.
I always would imagine
how many interviews you've had.
Oh, I really haven't had very many at all, to be honest with you.
Is that right?
Yeah. But we won't talk about it. Let's go on.
No, but you do always learn something about yourself. I mean, it never hurts to go sit down and talk to somebody. And mm-hmm. You know, it's got to be a pretty beneficial experience, or otherwise you wouldn't do it, huh?
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's flattering when somebody wants to talk to you. That, I think so, and especially someone, you know, Philadelphia is a great organization. They have a tremendous owner, much like we do here. I think whoever ends up with that job is gonna do a good job, and also appreciate the fact that it is a great organization. You know, they don't change coaches very often. It's been 14 years since they changed the last time, and that's a credit to the entire organization, not just Andy, who I think is a hell of a coach. But it's a real credit to them. So all I can really say is, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity to be with a great organization, great owner, and all those good things. And hopefully we're still playing, so, you know, we just keep on playing.
You talked about some of the stuff that Russell Wilson does in terms of making good decisions and whatnot. He is really good third down, fourth quarter. Got high numbers. I think fourth quarter is like 7 touchdowns, 1 pick. Kind of mature beyond his years to a certain extent.
He's effective beyond his years. I mean, that's so I don't. But he's got he carries himself well. I really have. I've been watching him when he got drafted last year, and I saw him, and he and his wife were there. I remember kind of looking at him watching, but he's done a good job. I'm impressed. That's all I can really say. I see the same thing you guys see, other than watching even more, you know, more and more of him on the field. But he's a playmaker. And like I said, he's as close to Fran Tarkenton. Now, that goes way back for many people, but Fran was elusive as could be. I mean, you never knew where Fran was going, and he keeps plays alive, and he keeps them alive so that he can throw downfield. Some guys stay alive so they can run, and those guys are less of a concern than the guys that try to stay alive to pass. Because if you stay alive to pass, then that means you got to keep covering guys for a long time on the back end. That's hard to do, and that's why I say that's the thing. It's one of the tougher things about him is when he's running around, you better stay with your man. Whereas some quarterbacks, that's not the case. They start running, and guys can come out of coverage because their eyes are down. They're not looking anymore. They're just trying to get yards. That's not the case with him. You got to fold down.
You see him getting downfield to block last week.
What's that?
You see him getting downfield. Yeah.
I sure did, yeah. I don't think the coaches will be real pleased with that. But, you know, that is, I'll say, like I said, he's been real smart about running with the ball. I know he wants to help his teammate in what he's doing, but at the same time, that's another area where you got to be smart because, you know, well, a guy's already 10, 12 yards on the field. He doesn't need to put somebody on the ground at the expense of hurting his shoulder or something like that. But then again, I wish he would. It'd be nice. Yeah, yeah, do it in the backfield, though. Don't do it out the field. Okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Thank you.